Father, thank you. Thank you for your grace. Thank you, Father, for all the wonderful things has been prepared to nourish our body. And Father, thank you for every good thing that you gave us in life. Thank you, Father, for 5 hours. And thank you for bringing again another 3 hours. And we can put some different letters ahead of it, and it will be a wonderful to remember. So, Father, thank you for your grace. Bless our time together. Thank you, Father, those who are here, travel long way, and those who are going to be listening or those who are probably listening, Father, bless them too. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And, Father, one more thing. For the wonderful food, I will eat later, but, you know, I just want to stay focused. All the goodies and cookies and all those wonderful things has been prepared with a lot of love and care. In Jesus' name, amen. One more thing, Father. Thank you, Father, for everybody being here. Thank you for this fellowship. In Jesus' name, amen. The reason I'm doing the repetition, our Father never get tired. I often tell my enemy, hey, I'm his favorite. You can't touch me. I'm invincible until he called me home. You cannot even pluck one hair of my head. You can kill a turkey and pluck it, but not me. You know, you got the sense of humor, so. And that's true. He cannot touch us unless Lord allow it. So he's the enemy of our soul. And I was looking, I said, how can I present this? Could be taken as arrogant, but the Lord said, just present it. So I put my photo in that, and I want to share with you something that is, you know, as a believer, we all face. According to Psalm 71, or all the Psalms of David, he was the most wanted man in planet Earth in his time. You see him, God chose him to be the king, and after that, before he become and sit on the throne, he had a lot of, you know, runnings, hidings, facing, recalling on God's name, depending on him. Took a long time what God promised him and anointed him. And meantime, he was a most wanted man in whole Israel. After killing the biggest famous giant, in that time, he became a more wanted. Not only by the people or the village of Gath, but his own son. Then also another anointed king who messed up and now don't want to give up his, you know, seat to let the new king reign. He's after him. His own son after him. Many other people are after him. So he's the most wanted man. And I was thinking, I said, Lord, in which sense we can be the most wanted man on this planet Earth? So I want to share and throw some things. Demons who dedicated to deceive any pastor, any believer who is following the plan and purpose of Jesus, guys, going to be greatly rewarded by Satan, and that is his promise to them. So I put in my own photo. I said, I will be the sacrifice. Most modern man. In a spiritual realm, and I will say we all of them are the most wanted by our enemy, dead or alive, because he don't care. And I want to give you some list of our crimes that he cannot digest. When he cannot digest, he have a diarrhea. Because He run to, you know, Walmart and get big pamper because he's scared of believers. And that's the list. He want us. Any believers, crimes, and the lost and dying and demonic world. The first one is, I hope we will all be recognized in that. The first one is faith. When Satan looked at us and he said he's a child of God, indwelled by the Holy Spirit and beloved of Jesus Christ according to the scriptures, I want to take him down. I want to take him down. That's the first crime. Second, when he sees our condition, you know, born again, believer in Jesus Christ, often tell people, and they ask, they said, what is your degree? I said, I have a BA in theology. He said, wow, BA. I said, it took only one moment to get it. How? It's a 3 years course. I said, in Jesus is a one moment course. A born again. I got a BA. So Titus 3:5. That's my first degree. Crime. Repent, accept Jesus Christ, and enter into the kingdom of God that is available for everyone. Any fugitive who has run away from God's plan. Just like Onesimus was running from God's plan and Paul come into the story to become as a Christ for him. And he tells Philemon, he said, you know, by the way, you owe your soul and your story to me because I was the one who led to you. So therefore, for that reason, put everything that you have on Onesimus in my account. Beautiful story of a good Samaritan. You know, the religious teachers come and go. Somebody don't want to touch. Somebody don't want to be, you know, violated the Sabbath or this and that. And there's, you know, a good Samaritan shows up, pick him up, put on his four-leg donkey and take him to the inn and pay for everything. And he said, take care for him and I will come back and pay everything that you have, you know, with this regard that I will pay. Put on my account. Beautiful picture. That's what God did. Sending his son for us. And he said, you know, put everything on my account. And that's what I play on Satan. Hey, my account, I am the righteous one. I am the holy one. I am the majestic one. I am the one that Christ came to die for me. You can't touch me, can na 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 na. So, our crime to him is preaching the faithfulness of Jesus Christ, which is gospel. When we lead people and say, there's no other name was given on this earth, under the heaven, or above the earth. Number four, our crime is a message. Preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ. Go and make disciples. I'm a Bible to my neighbor. The question is, when he sees me, when I walk, when I sit and stand, what do he read? What do he hear? What is a gospel according to me, to him? Am I, you know, making him a more atheist or more something else? Or making a more of, you know, believer of God exists and Christ's love. Our fifth crime to the demonic devil dominion, security. They don't have security, but we do. Eternal life by faith alone in Jesus Christ, John 3:16, Romans 6:23, and 1 John 5:13. I have written these things for you that if ever anyone believe in Jesus Christ, they have eternal life. Weapon. Those are very good, you know, things to have it. Other weapons can run out. Sure, this can happen with all kind of weapons, but this weapons, as more you obtain in your soul or more you gain in your soul, is more powerful. So the weapon, according to the Bible, the powerful weapon is the Word of God, Ephesians 6:10 and 18. Satan don't like it. You cannot win battle with lies, liar with a lie. You only can win with the liar with the truth. And that's the Word of God. And then he looked at our production. He said, wow. And there's a two kind of production. What can one kind of production can be just a compost, only produce what was, you know, being sowed. And other kind of production, which is the Holy Spirit, sown by the Holy Spirit, gained by the Holy Spirit, the fruit of the Holy Spirit, love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, Galatians, they're 2G. Galatians 5:22 and 23, and then, what is that word, decoration? Yeah, decoration. Just Psalm 71, verse 1 to 4, he make a decoration of his trust. And our decoration is to demonic demons is the Lord Jesus Christ is coming back and he's going to judge at the white throne of judgment. And guess what? I will be with him. We all will be with him. And that make him panic. He knows his ends. And Satan's or satanic empires will go down. 1 Corinthians 6:13 says, don't you know that you will be judging the angels? And I think that's the reference to the fallen realm, not the good angels. That how many times you didn't come to my rescue. And we can make those kind of things. But I think that's just the satanic realm he's talking about. Prophecy. We have a prophecy. And I often go to so many churches in Pakistan and I say, you know, I'm a prophet with a non-prophet status. And I said, but my prophecy will never fail. They said, how can you be so certain and so, you know, true to your prophecy? I said, my prophecy is called the 66 books of God's Word. And I have a prophecy for the believer and for unbelievers. I said, for believers, John 3:16, they will never lose that status and that love that God has for whoever believe in him shall not perish but have eternal life. I said, that's my prophecy. Nobody can change that. God is so faithful, he will not even change it. I said, also, I have a prophecy if you do not believe in Jesus. John 3:16, 36 says, who do not believe in the Son of God, the wrath of God remain on him. I said, those are the two prophecies I will take out of 60 books and 1,030 some verses. What is it called? Yeah. 173,000 verses. And I said, they will never fail. So our prophecy is church is going to be raptured and the trouble gonna hit the fan, which is for 7 years. It's called tribulation period, and then the eternal kingdom, and then 1,000 years, and it's gonna be blast. It's gonna be fun. The 10 is a judgment. Satan and all the disobedience angels and those who have denied Christ gonna face a second death. So these are the crimes, according to my failed understanding. So I had a lot of list. I said, I just want to put 10 of them. 10 of them are crimes that demonic realm want us to take it down. So that was a quick start for the second. And now I want to go back where I was. Thank you, Jesus, for the computer. Yeah, so we did the overview, and as me and Matt was talking about all those five R are written not only to teach us. I lost my page. Somebody took it, but I will come back. All those five, I think you have it. Thank you, sir. He is a keeper of his brother. So five R's we were looking, you know, rescue, remember, resource, and redeemer, and redemption. And I was thinking, I said, we can add some more R's. So I got three more R's. We need to talk about those three more R's, and they are right here somewhere, I believe, where they are. Hmm. sometimes brain goes crazy. Right there. So I want to talk about these. Can you guys see it? Right, those red one. Can you see it? Okay, I can make it bigger. It will work? That's better? Okay. So, we were talking about chewing your cud. You know, we are in a farmer country. Farmers know that. And when you are satisfied as a cow, if you are thinking, or deer, or as a buck, you sit down and then recall, or regurgitating, that's the word? Regurgitating, thank you. And you just, you know, relived what you ate a while ago or maybe a week ago, I don't know, depend on how that whole function according to science happened. But that's a wonderful picture of a meditation. Meditation is we recall back and just think about what God has done. So let's chew our cud as a, I will not say buffalo or cow or deer or buck. I will say let's take it as a word of God says. He's our good shepherd and we are sheep. So sheep chews their cud, okay? So we are the sheep and now we are going through a famine. What we are going to do? Whatever we have in our system or digested, is that's what we're going to live and do in our time of trouble. So I will call that meditation on God's word like a deer or cow chewing it cud. Psalm 37 verse 8 says, Oh, taste. And see, the Lord is good. Blessed is the man who take refuge in him. David is here is talking in the language when we see He's commanding. He said, I want to listen to this command. He said, taste. And when he's talking about the taste, he's talking about what he have experienced in the goodness of God. And he said, see, the Lord is good. How blessed. The word blessed, I think, is Asher. And use here, probably the same word Jesus spoke at the Sermon of the Mount when he was giving his sermon and seeing, saying, blessed is the one who, you know, not the cheesemaker, but the peacemaker. And blessed is the man who take refuge. And I think the same word refuge is here for trust. Blessed is the one who trust in him. How do you exercise meditation? There's a lot of books, a lot of things available. So I just want to share these three R's. Meditation on three things. We can do it together in a biblical sense. First is reading. You have to have something to, you know, meditate on. So reading is good. Joshua 1:8, Psalms 63:6, and they are both talking about the Word of God. Actually, I want to open up and let's see. Joshua 1:8, probably we all know and remember and memorize. That's a wonderful passage to go to. Because he's saying, meditate on my law day and night and obey it and you will be a successful man or woman of God. In a simple way, paraphrasing. And then we go to Psalm 63:6. It's a beautiful passage. And the reason I want to do that so we can learn those five R's with these three R's, because as Matt was talking and we were saying, he said, he's not only writing what happened to him, but also leaving behind us something to apply in our time of calamity, time of lost, or time of something that we are facing or going through. So as a deer, you know, deer thinks very smart. They know where is the dangers and where is a safe place. So Psalm 63:6 says, when I remember you on my bed, and meditation on you in night as a watcher. You have probably different translation, and I will look at another translation, what is how it says. When I remember upon my bed and meditate on thee in night as a watchman. As a watchman. So meditating on God's word, you have to have something to meditate on, and he's remembering on his bed. I remember when me and Carrie got married, and we were away from each other or separated because the immigration process was going on. It was a 14 months. We just got married, and it was good quick marriage. I saw her and proposed her 2 months later. She came to Pakistan, and the next day we got married. She stayed there for 3 months and then left, not because she was mad. She had to come back and do the application for my immigration. I just want to fill the blank, you know. Sometimes interpretation goes in both ways. So she didn't left me, but she had to leave to come and apply, and then we were separated for 14 months waiting and talking, and these psalms were like my buddies. And I can say with David, yeah, I have wet my bed, not with pee, but tears. You know, you have to give a description. David says that. He said, at night, I wet my bed. And if you don't read the whole statement, you will say, come on, man. What are you doing, man? Yeah. Actually, yeah, there's another news happened. I will tell you later. And it happened, and I don't want to go there. It will be politically wrong, but biblically right. So he said, I remember. So reading God's word, remember. The second R is reflecting. And you see those three R's replay over and over in Psalm 71. He's reading what happened in past. He's reflecting what God has done for him. And that's Job 23:12. I have to treasure your words more than my daily food. Psalms 19:10 says this. I will read this translation. It's good. It's free. Psalms 19. Wow. I will go there. Verse 10 says, more to be desired are they than gold. No, that's too tough. I will go to another translation. I will go to King James. Oh, that's a good one. Yeah. Beautiful passage. Psalms 19 is talking about, you know, all great things happening. More to be desired are they than gold. Yes, than much finer gold. Sweeter also than honey and the honeycomb. And then when we go back into verse 13, keep your servant also from doing sinless or sinful deeds, and do not let me do anything against you. And verse 14, let the word of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. I think I was, yeah, it was verse 14. I was going somewhere else. Sorry, that's just right, verse 14. That's for meditation. And that's a beautiful, he said, you know, let my words of my mouth and meditation of my heart be acceptable. So, how we can present our meditation thoughts to be acceptable? If we just do a simple math, we are sinful people. We think sometimes the worst things, and now we can use God's grace. Okay, Lord, I'm failed. Wash me, clean me, and refurbish my memory card back to restoration to have a good relationship with you so my thoughts, my things can be acceptable to you. And then responding, Jeremiah 15:16, I found your word and I ate it. He said, I found your word and I ate it. And that should be our response. When we have the word of God, we should respond in whatever time or capacity we need to use. Like Matt was saying and also Doug was saying, bleeding together. You don't have to literally to bleed, but sometimes, you know, if somebody don't have blood available and your blood is the same group, you can bleed for somebody, but it can be going a different way to put a roof for somebody or help somebody or do something. I think bleeding can go in many, many different forms. And that could be responding. Reading, reflecting, responding. According to Jeremiah 16, he said, I found your word and I ate it. And why he ate it? Because it was like honey. Sometimes God's word is bitter according to Revelation. And he said, take this book and eat it and it will turn into a sweeter or more than sweeter than honey. So digesting, eating. Psalms 119:72 also talk about eating your word. Psalm 37, verse 3 and 5. Those are very good verses. I will go there. Actually, all verses are good. I'm just picking some for the sake of time. Here we go. Trust in the Lord. That's a response. Response to whatever the situation. Trust in the Lord and do good. So shall you dwell in the land, and truly you shall be fed. Everything will be provided, in other words. So verse 4 says, after trust, delight yourself in the Lord. Wow, delight. I think that's the word used in the New Testament, abide in me. Anag. It's a very intimate, you know, word. Most of time, those who are married, they understand. Delighting. Some people find their delight in, you know, vanilla ice cream because they want to wake up 2 a.m. and eat vanilla. Somebody, you know, delight in deluxe creamer. So there's a lot of way of delight, but this is, it's a beautiful delight. Yourself in the Lord. It's a wonderful, pleasurable experience to be with your Lord. And then he said, after trust, after delight, response is, commit your way to the Lord and trust him, and he shall bring to pass. Wow, whatever going on in our, you know, life, he will bring. So trust in the Lord, delight in the Lord, commit yourself to your Lord. And I think that's a wonderful response to, you know, after we read and reflect. And the question is, what are we going to do with it? Probably next classes, Brother Roger is going to bring a nice, wonderful meal for us. Throughout all our conversation, we are going to share something that has been, you know, we've been learning and sharing with each other. And he's going to say, wow, that's a wonderful information. I was preparing a lot of information, and I said, all that going to be presented by Matt, Doug, Brother Roger, for me, and everybody else, we are going to learn through the songs. What are going to do with it? What is our response? What is our response? So those are three R's. And I think, what time I end? I lost tracks. Okay. Oh, I got... I got 27 minutes. So I got roughly 23 minutes. 27. God be the glory. Thank you. God's timing is perfect. Joseph was in prison, had to wait for God to free him, then reconcile him to his brother. God's timing is perfect. Israel have to wait for deliverance from Egypt, and Moses had to wait through the 10 difficult plagues before Pharaoh would let his people go. Joshua and Caleb had to wait 40 years before claiming their inheritance. And the delay was not their fault. David had to wait to receive his throne. Mary and Martha had to wait for Jesus to come to Bethany. And while they wait, their brother died. God is not in a hurry. When we are, His schedule is better than ours. So put your clock on God's schedule. It's a beautiful thing. So I want to go back. That was just God's timing, talking about timing. So barbecue. Let's go back to barbecue. Barbecue, barbecue. I want to share some information that has been working, so it will be worth to share it. I don't know if you want to use it. It's up to you. It's your own choice. We are still free to make choice. Okay, right here. You guys can see that's the first book? No yet? I'm glad you asked. Okay. The first book of Psalms contain 41 chapter, and that is the book of Genesis regarding first Adam, all blessing bound up in obedience, and concerning to the second Adam, the Christ, Psalms 1:1 has to be the blessed one. It begins with our Lord and Savior. He walked the walk and talked the talk. We all fail. And He's a wonderful champion. And with Genesis 1:28, the obedience is a man, the tree of life. And first three verses of Psalms talk about, you know, blesses the one who walk, sit, and stand according to God's manner. And the last three verses talk about the man, and literally, he's a wicked and cursed because he walked away from the obedience of the tree of life, which is pointing later on to the Calvary, the tree that Christ was hang on and die for him, and he walked away, so there's no hope for him. So disobedience brought ruins and destructions. Chapter 2, kiss the king on your way unless you've been perished. With Genesis 3, so the ruins repaired by only the Son of Man in His anointing work as the seed of woman, Psalms 8, with Genesis 3:15, the book conclude with the benediction and double Amen, and that's title in the Old Testament for Jesus. In New Testament, book of Revelation says, He is the perfect and Amen and a true witness, and He is the one who holds the keys of life. So those are the first 40 chapters. It's the first book. So I did some search. So first eight chapter is a man, and the Son of Man goes with Psalms 8:4. Chapter 9 to 15, the man of the earth, which go to, you know, the Antichrist. And chapter 16 to 41, the man, the Christ, the last Adam, according to Psalms 41:13, which is the title of Jesus Christ. So that's the first 40 chapters, or the first book of Psalms, is the summary of the book of Genesis. If you go through, you can see it. There's so many connections. I didn't have enough time, but I just want to share that and see how God's work is just wonderful, wonderfully made available to us. So 41:13, blessed to be the Lord God of Israel from everlasting to everlasting. Amen. Amen. Revelation 3:14, to the angel of the church in Laodicea. Right. Amen. And faithful and true witness, the beginning of the creation of God, says this. So I didn't record that, but Psalms 1, first three verses is the two men. God sees two persons in the world, godly, who are in Christ, Psalms 1, 4 to 6, and ungodly, who are in Adam. I hope you are in the last Adam, which is Jesus Christ. If you are in the first Adam, which is the Adam who fall and brought the ruins and destruction and separation, make a choice. Simply believe in the Lord Jesus Christ and you will be eternally safe. So that's the first 40 books. And you guys can take with your smart. And then second book, Psalms 42-72, the book of Exodus. Actually, the book of Exodus and Psalms 42 begin with my soul panting for the water, as, you know, deers looking for the water brook. And the book of Exodus is all about wilderness. All about wilderness. They have a water problem. They go to the water boy called Moses. And he said, yes, I'm a servant of the Almighty God. What do you need? We having a bitter water. Okay, I will call upon the Mighty One. Get the sweet water. So it's a very beautifully, if you go through Psalms 42-72, that's the second book, and it's the book of whole commentary on the Exodus. What happened there? You know, the concerning the nation, Israel as a nation, and the counsel of God regarding the Israel ruins, slavery, distress, and they need a redeemer, redeeming God's power. So the Redeemer born. His name is Moses, and he's born, and he's leading them. He's sharing everything, so I don't have too much time, so you guys can, you know, have this whole picture taken. So he was born and to show God's power before other gods, Exodus 1:17, and desiring for God in trouble and exile, which is Psalms 42-49. If you read that, the righteousness of God or the holiness of God, also go through the whole book and you will see, and end with a double amen. Psalm 72, verse 19. Blessed be his glorious name forever, that may the whole earth be filled with his glory. Amen, amen. And the Amen is titled for again for Jesus. Each book is just wonderfully fabricated by the God, the Holy Spirit. Okay. So where we were? Right there. Yeah. So Psalms 42-49 concerning Israel's ruins. Guess what? Jesus Christ is the sacrifice for Israel. And that is Psalms 22. Concerning Israel's Redeemer, Exodus 18-24, Jesus is the Shepherd. Psalms 23. Concerning Israel's Redemption, Exodus chapter 25-40, Jesus is the Saving or Savior King. So that's a wonderful play of God's way. I often say God is so lucky, everything works in his way. He's so lucky. I'm just being sarcastic, but he's omnipotent, omniscient, almighty, powerful. So Psalms 22 is a good shepherd dying for his sheep, which is in the New Testament. I am the good shepherd. Jesus as a sacrifice. Sacrifice was born to save the world. And that's play out in verse 42 Psalms. The second book of Psalms from 42 to all the way to the end of 72. So you can type that, and it's a beautiful. Jesus as a shepherd, as a living care for his sheep. Living to care for his sheep. And he's coming back to reward. Third book, from Psalm 73 to 89, the book of Leviticus, regarding sanctuary, the counsel of God regarding or concerning sanctuary in relation to man and sanctuary relation to Jehovah. The sanctuary or congregation or assembly or Zion refer nearly in every Psalms. The name Leviticus come from the first word in this book in Hebrew, it's mean he called or he referred to the Lord, calling Moses to give them instructions. And that is a Leviticus. And it's all about barbecue. It's all about barbecue. I think that was like, if I want to make some kind of, cartoon, I will say the book of Leviticus play out in big old Texas. Everywhere is, big barbecue pits, and they are preparing. What are you doing for this big bowl? Hey, Sabbath is coming. Hey, the festival is coming. Hey, this is coming. And it's a big old Texas barbecue pits, and they are all about, worship and sacrifice, and everything is going on in that big old tent that was given instruction by our wonderful instructor Moses to make. So it's all about the barbecue. I was going to sing a song. It's all about the bass. No. Sometime, Carrie is a bad influence. She teach me some things, and they never left my brain. So, the law of sacrifice. Thank you, Jesus. God have a sense of humor. Anyways, the sanctuary is related to man. Selfless service needed. And then sanctuary is a relation to Yahweh. A sanctified priesthood. And that's it. Whole book of Leviticus, Psalm 73 to 89. The next one, I'm losing time. Book 4 of Psalms 90 to 106. The book of Numbers, concerning Israel and the nation of earth. The counsel of God concerning the earth. Showing there's no hope, no rest for the earth apart from Yahweh. Its figures and symbols are from the world as a wilderness compared to reference to mountains, hills, floods, grass, trees, pestilence, all kind of things. So, and it's begin with a prayer of Moses. Moses' prayer is a beautiful Psalms 90. A lot of people use that prayer in their hard time, or like Psalms 23, they will remember, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want." Same way when, this COVID came, a lot of people were praying of Moses in Psalms 90 or 91, I will say. That's another interesting study. A lot of people say 91 is also considered as an orphan psalm, but I think 90 and 91, when we see those are the incidents only can happen in the life of Moses, not in Elijah or Jeremiah or anything else. And he's just a man of wilderness, closest relationship and the rebellions of Israel going on, and he's praying and asking God. So there's a lot of good things. And this psalm is also end with the With one Amen and Hallelujah. Psalms 106:84. Blessed to be the Lord God of Israel from everlasting to everlasting, even to everlasting. And let all His people say, Amen, Hallelujah, praise the Lord. That's the finest translation for a word, Hallelujah, in Old Testament. And the last Psalms, if I put it there, oh yes, it did show up. The fifth book, Psalms 107 to 150, the book of Deuteronomy regarding God and His Word. The counsel of God concerning His Word. Showing that all blessing for man, book 1. All blessing for Israel, book 2. All blessing for earth and all nations, book 5. Are bound up with living on God's Word. Matthew 4:4 says, man shall not live by any bread, by bread alone, but any word that proceed from the mouth of God. And I think that's what Jesus quoted when He was facing the enemy in the wilderness. He said, I know you can do this, you can do this, you can do this. He said, I can do everything, but I will not do what you want me to do. So He said, I will show you. I will kick your donkey in this wrestling match. You're not going to win. That's what Jesus literally, you know, defeat him. Deuteronomy 6:13, 16, 8, 3, and 10:20. In Matthew 4:4, 7:10, the book begin with. Psalm 107 is begin with. We read verse 20. It's a beautiful, beautiful, we don't have a time, but I hope you will go back and have a gazebo party, whatever the pictures you took on. And He sent His Word and healed them. That's Psalms 107, verse 20. And it's concluded with the five Psalms, and one of each five books. Each Psalms begin with, you know, ending with the Hallelujah. So Psalms 150, verse 6 also end with the Hallelujah and praise the Lord. It's beautiful. It's beautiful. And Psalms 107, the deliverance by healing word and quickness and sustaining by the revealing words. We can be equipped like Brother Doug was talking about. I think equipping in my, you know, redneck mind, equipping require whipping. You have to have a whipping to be equipping. And God goes in our soul when He's preparing for us a disaster. He have to give us a nice dessert. Sometimes, you know, that dessert comes in a different form. So I think of equipping anybody require whipping, and that whipping is not literally that God is going to, you know, use 2x2 or 2x4 on you. Sometimes He does. But sometimes the discipline comes in, you know, that way. Hey, you have to deny that to become something that you are not. So the Word of God is just so beautiful, and where we were, yeah. So the living Word, so we were in equipping and sustaining by the revealed Word, and the living Word is just right there. The whole book of Deuteronomy is giving them the law, the Word, that forgotten Word that was given to them in a Ten Commandments, and then they said, you know, I want to make a little bit more of it, and throughout the time, Ten Commandments turn into 313 commands. They violate one, and they said, oh, we have a cover, we have a patch, we need to throw a couple of more commandments and ritual to fulfill that, and then mess up there here, and they add and more and more and more. And the book of Deuteronomy is all about the word. And I think mostly used the word is Shema. I think 1126 time the word used, Shema. Listen. Listen, Israel, just like the word Doug was mentioning. Remember, while he was teaching and I was looking in my, you know, resources and my treasure home, it's a 235 time used in the Old Testament, and mostly time is spoken by God. He said, remember, remember your pity party when you were worshiping other gods. I have to come down. I have to, you know, kick on that place. They're hurt more. I did that for you, did that for you. So anyways, so the Psalms 107 to 150 is all about the word. The word. So my last question. Things. Yeah, 6 minutes. I reckon it will take 6 minutes. But she's July's wife. That was a movie I just recently watched. Sorry. Blame on Gene. He every year watch, you know, Lonesome Dove, so he invite me, I have to go. But, you know, I got 6 minutes. Actually, literally, I got 6 minutes. That's not joke. So, living word, the book of John begin with the word, quoting Jesus, you know, Jesus quoting the Old Testament passages. Psalms 120 said, he sent his word to heal them. Psalm 147:15, he sent forth his commandments to the earth. Psalms 147:18, he sent forth his word and melt them. John 1:14, the word became flesh and dwell among us. John 3:19, this is the judgment, the light came to the world and man loved the darkness rather than the light, for their deeds were evil. It's just beautiful, so beautiful to deny. So I can do something. Let's do it. Probably you have it. The staircase of life. There's a two kind of, you know, basic attitude in life, in Bible, in any culture, in any nation, and those are, first one is attitude. And that attitude is in a two categories, humble or arrogant. And that's the question we have to ask when we look it in the mirror of God. Am I arrogant or am I humble? And you can write those passages, James 4:6, 1 Peter 5:5. And the second is priority. Priority is, you know, hey, I got married and I need to have, you know, all kind of cool things to impress my friends and be happy and do everything. So those are worldly priorities. And Bible tells us that the priorities or the, you know, first value in our life is the spiritual or carnal. And we can make a choice. There's no middle ground. We cannot say, I'm spiritual or carnal or both together. No. 1 Corinthians 3:1 and Matthew 6:32-33. Then decision. There's only two kind of decisions, wise or fool, and that's our choice. If we want to be a knucklehead or we want to be, you know, a follower of God's plan, and that's Bible says, you know, Ephesians 5:15. Do not walk as a, I will say if I translate, a knucklehead. Do not wise as a fool, but as a wise. And then Joshua says, for me and for my house, I'm going to make a decision that will echo for eternity. We will worship God. Not God is, not many others, but I will worship the God of Israel. Action. Action produces reaction, and those reactions could be wrong and right. And that's what Bible says. Matthew 12, 33, 34, Romans 12, 21. So it's on us what kind of reaction we will do when we have action. If somebody bite us, what are we going to do? If somebody yell at us, what are we going to do? As I think it's personal. So, and the result, there's a two kind of result. If you don't like the meal, get out of the kitchen. And results are blessing or cursing. And Bible is very dogmatic. Romans 12, 14 and Hebrews 6, 7 and 9. And these are passages for you. And I want to conclude with this. With those five words, it goes in many, many ways. Many, many ways. The five wisdom books to us and five for us. And one of them is the book we have been reading, Psalm 71. And here we go. The book of Job teaches us how to suffer persecution for Christ's sake. That is the attitude. We are going to suffer for Christ's name's sake. The question is what we gonna do and what kind of attitude we will have. People are gonna say, hey, are you Christian? Where's your God? Why people are dying? They're going to ridicule you. So the question is what kind of attitude we will have. That's the whole book in one nutshell, I say. On a nutshell, the book of Job, you can summarize in one word. Attitude. And you know, his beautiful wife had a nice attitude when she said, curse and die. And he said, my fabulous honey. He said, no, you're a foolish woman. He gave the title that was deserved. Priority. The book of Psalms will show us how to worship God above anything else. That's the whole book in one word, priority. Priority. Are you going to have a pity party, self party? That's the word, right? Pity party for yourself? Or are you going to have a priority party for God's grace to enjoy everything above anything else? And then the decision, the book of Proverbs, shepherd us. How to live wisely in a foolish world. We are living in a foolish world who's gonna one day to be refurbished in a new vaccine called the Holy Spirit, and it's gonna be beautiful, but there's a lot of fool running around like a bowl in a China shop. I wanna go to China sometime and act like a bull. No. I'm just trying to keep you awake. The action, the book of Ecclesiastes provoke us how to focus on eternity instead of momentarily situations or earthly. And the last one is a result. The book of Song of Solomon educate us how to love in hateful world. And with that conclude, you know, what we gonna do? Our attitude, priority, decision, action, result, how we gonna do it? It's our choice. Psalm 71 is so rich, so powerful, so wonderful, and we have all the information. And with that, I took 2 more minutes extra. God bless you. Father, thank you. Bless and sanctify our next cookies break. In Jesus' name, amen.
All right, we're going to just do a few songs since we flew all the way over here.
Okay. What do you want? Just leave it there? Okay. I have a copy too.